Good morning. This is the meeting of the Utah State Tax Commission. It is being held at 9 o'clock a.m. on Thursday, May 24, 2018, in the Commission Hearing Room 1025 at 210 North 1950 West, Salt Lake City, Utah. I'm John Valentine, Chairman of the Commission. Call the meeting to order, and I declare that the following individuals are present in the meeting. Myself as Commission Chair, Michael J. Cragen, Commissioner, Robert P. Pirro, Commissioner, has been excused today due to a funeral, Rebecca L. Rockwell, Commissioner, and Barry Conover, Executive Director, who is here today. So the first item on our agenda today is public comment. Is there any individual or group that wishes to address the Commission for up to 3 minutes on matters not related to a pending or reasonably imminent appeal to the Tax Commission? I see no one with interest, and so we'll move to the next item on the agenda. Next item on the agenda is approval of a special Commission meeting minutes of April 18, 2018, and I'll turn to Commissioner Cragen for this matter.
Thank you. I move that we approve the minutes of the April 18, 2018 Commission meeting.
Thank you. Motion is in order. Debate on the motion. Seeing no debate, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? I rule that it passes unanimously. Next item on the agenda is consider publication revisions, and we have four publication revisions that were shown on the agenda. Publication 65, tax information for cigarettes, tobacco products, and electric cigarette products. Publication 25, sales and use tax general information. Publication 54, sales tax information for public utilities. And number four was publication 5, sales tax information for vehicle and watercraft dealers and body and repair shops. Is anyone here that wishes to make public comments on any of these publication revisions? I see none, and I'll turn to the next item on the agenda. Next item on the agenda is commissioners' reports. And I have nothing specific for today. I think Commissioner Cragen does.
I'll just note the passing of our colleague's mother-in-law, Melba Urkula. Commissioner Valentine and I were able to make a visit down to the family last night on behalf of the Commission, and we just express our sympathy to them today.
Thank you, Commissioner. I do have two more things on my Commission report. Number one is we'd like to recognize that one of our members received a very, very important award, and that is the Governor's Award of Excellence was given to Lynn Solorzik. We've also had a very prestigious award awarded to Leslie Katayama, and it was from the Kim Gardner Institute, I believe, and it was to recognize her outstanding work as an economist. They referred to her as the chief economist of the state. I'm sure the governor's office wasn't really pleased with that title, but we'll take it. Anything else from commissioners? Yes, please, Commissioner Cragen.
Oh, I think Commissioner Rockwell.
Commissioner Rockwell?
No, I have nothing.
Okay, sorry. Okay. Now turn to the executive director's report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, I'd like to congratulate Lynn on her many years of wonderful service in putting together the legislative packages and keeping me out of trouble. And that's quite a deal. First of all, I just want to give you a heads up. On the 26th of May, this parking lot out here will be resealed, and it will be roped off so that no one will come in and spoil the ceiling. Our security break construction, as you see out front of the door here, they'll be starting that this week, and that will be completed in the coming weeks. We're excited about that. That will force people to come through a magnetometer coming into the hearing rooms here, and we're grateful for that opportunity. Also want you to know that our restroom remodeling has started, and it's back in the processing center. And JD, just with a thumbs up, is it a thumbs up or is a thumbs up? It's going well then. We have had to change DFCM's attitude a little bit on that, on how they were to work in those restrooms. And so we've done that, and they should be completed. They have about 7 contractors in here working side by side, pulling those things together. So we're going to get new restrooms throughout the whole building, from the processing center all the way up through the tower. And we've also established for mothers that are nursing their children, we have nursing rooms on every floor now, and also one in the lobby area, so that those that appear here before the commission may have a place to go as well. Other than that, I just want to say thank you to the commission for their good work and for our great employees. We've got some masterful people that work at the tax commission. And thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Conover. Any further items to be brought before the commission this morning? I see none. A motion to adjourn is in order.
Move that we adjourn.
Motion is to adjourn. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The bill passes unanimously. We're adjourned.